Good morning. We're continuing Hilchos Shabbos. Chayim Hilchos Shabbos. Klal Beis. We're learning Siman Gimel. Chayim says that the time that we're looking at, that the food has to be cooked by, is the beginning of Bein Hashmoshes, which is when the sun sets, and not Kabbal Shabbos. So a person is going to be Mekabbal Shabbos early, and the food is not usable at that point in time. It's not edible at that point in time. We're not worried about the fact that he might want to stir up the coals to make the food edible. He's not waiting till late in the night to eat. He's planning to eat soon. So Mekabel Shabbos early and plans to eat. Let's say, for example, the Shabbos sunset is at 7:30 and he's Mekabel Shabbos at 6:15. And he plans to sit down to the meal by 6:45. So when he sits down to the meal, this food might not be ready. So he might be tempted to want to stir up the coals, to have the food ready for his meal. Well, saying, well, don't worry about it, because by the time sunset comes, it'll be great. Doesn't help him. He wants to use this bread to say Moitzi. See, he might be tempted to stir the coals. So why are we not worried about the person stirring the coals after he's Mekabel Shabbos before sunset? So Chayotim says, this issue really needs to be clarified more. So where is this coming from? This is coming from a Magen Avraham, like he says in the Nishmas Adam, that is this, talking about this on the Ramah, in Siman Reish Nun Gimel, in Sif Beis, that the Ramah says that we're looking at, he does seem to be concerned about the person being Mekabel Shabbos early. And the Magen Avraham disagrees and brings multiple sources that we're not worried about being Mekabel Shabbos early. Now the question is, why are we not worried about being Mekabel Shabbos? Are the person being Mekabel Shabbos? Why are we worried about him doing something wrong in that during the time frame of the early Shabbos that he's Mekabel? That the time is known as Tosefes Shabbos. A person has added on to the Shabbos. So the Magen Avraham goes into a discussion there and a few other places. Is this din of Tosefes Shabbos? Is this a din deraisa, a din derabbanon, or something in the middle? The Rambam holds that the din of Tosefes Shabbos is the Rabbanim. That was the person is Mekabel Shabbos early. The Raisa, there's no Kedusha which is affected. There's no mitzvah to be Mekabel Shabbos early, to be Moisev onto Shabbos. It's called Tosefes Shabbos. The only case where there's a mitzvah Tosefes is on Yom Kippur. A person has a mitzvah, the Raisa, to stop eating and start the Inuyim of Yom Kippur prior to the actual day of Yom Kippur. And the pasuk says that b'shisha b'chodesh b'erev me'erev b'erev tish b'shul shabbatchem. On the ninth, towards the evening, you start Yom Kippur. So it means we start Yom Kippur not on the 10th, but on the 9th. That's a mitzvah d'oraisa. Point out a person who says tefillah zaka on erev Yom Kippur. In the language of tefillah zaka, one point the person says that I'm going to mekabel upon myself the five inuyim of Yom Kippur. That is, in order to be mekayim this mitzvah deraisa of Tosefes Yom Kippurim. If a person sees that he's going to be running late, and he's not going to say that before Yom Kippur actually starts, a person should skip to that paragraph, or say in his own, I'm being mekabel Yom Kippur early, in order to be mekayim the mitzvah Tosefes Yom Kippurim. But the Rambam learns that that's only by Tosefes Yom Kippurim. And the Gemara then continues and learns it out from there to Shabbos and to Yom Tov. That's an asmachta ba'alma. That's not midiraisu. So according to the Rambam, there's no mitzvah to Tosefes Shabbos midiraisu. However, multiple Rishonim disagree with the Rambam, and then there is a mitzvah to Tosefes Yom Kippur, Tosefes Shabbos deraisu. There's a mitzvah deraisu to Tosefes Shabbos. So now if there's a mitzvah deraisu up to Tosefes Shabbos, why, when the person is Mekabel Shabbos early, and he's now he has a mitzvah deraisa to be Noeg Shabbos, why are we not worried about the fact that he might stir the coals? So Kveger, there in Mishnah Gimel, suggests two possible answers. One is that even if there's a mitzvah deraisa of Tosefes Shabbos, that amount is a short amount of time. That which we add on more than that is the Rabbana. So this scenario that we're making early Shabbos, an hour before Shabbos, that Tosefes is only the Rabbanon. shortly before Shabbos starts, the mitzvah of the rice up to Sefer Shabbos. How much time is that? So any time which a person is keeping Shabbos because he has a doubt in his mind that maybe it's Shabbos already, does not go into the mitzvah to Sefer Shabbos. That a person would do even without the mitzvah to Sefer Shabbos. A person would be careful and start Shabbos early, not to be machal or Shabbos, chas v'sholom. To Sefer Shabbos is added on top of that. And it has to be a zman nikr. It has to be in the noticeable amount of time. The poskim suggests somewhere between 2 to 4 minutes. That's already a noticeable amount of time. So if sunset is at 6 o'clock, person should not do malach up to 6 o'clock because you never know that if the atmospheric conditions make sunset a little bit earlier sometimes, the clock might be off a little bit, the calendar might be off a little bit. So arguably by 5:58, the person should stop doing malach because of the suffix of Shabbos. Person says, okay, at 5:55 or 5:54 or 5:55, 3 to 4 minutes before that, he says, Abim Makabal Shabbos. That's the mitzvah to Sefer Shabbos, Deraisa. That which a person Makabal Shabbos an hour before that, that's only the Rabbanan. So the Rabbanan, Chazal, when I go, Shema Yechata, they might come to serve the calls. And that's one answer the Kirmaker gives. They'll give a second answer, Bez Hashem, in the next year. Meanwhile, have a good day.